This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Let's talk about what the Bears did in this draft. Ben Johnson was not playing around. Despite having a promising tight end in Cole Kmet, he probably could have thrived in this system. He went ahead and handpicked his guy, Colson Loveland, with the 10th overall pick. That's huge draft capital, and it just tells you that was his biggest priority, which means they're going to do everything they can to get this guy on the field and be a big part of the offense. What does that mean for Cole Kmet? It probably means that he's donezo. I do not see a situation where you spend a top 10 pick on a tight end and the other tight end continues to rotate with him, as good as he is. I just don't see it, especially considering the other wide receivers who need to be on the field, assuming 11 personnel, three wide receivers most of the time. And why am I assuming that? Because of their next draft pick, Luther Burden, who was one of my favorite wide receivers in this class, someone who might not have shown his full capabilities as a college receiver and has some untapped upside. And who better but to try and get that out of him than someone who was able to take Amon-Ra St. Brown, a fourth-round draft pick, and turn him into one of the premier wide receivers in the NFL. I also can't help but think about Jameson Williams' role and what he was able to do for him and the types of routes he was running. So a lot of possibilities here for Luther Burden. But Burden also played the slot in college. You know, he kind of becomes an obvious choice potentially for that slot role that Amon-Ra played. But, you know, before we get too excited about him for fantasy, we have to realize that Amon-Ra didn't have the type of target competition early on to contend with once he took over that role. Burden will have to contend with DJ Moore for sure, and I do think he'll have to contend with Rome Odunze. And if I'm betting on Odunze versus Burden, I am betting on Odunze. He was the better prospect. I think he's the better wide receiver. He profiles more as an alpha. And by the way, he'll have to contend with Colson Loveland. So there are a lot of receivers here and just so many targets to go around. And we still haven't seen Caleb Williams, you know, take the next step, right? And he'll have to do that if he's going to make more than two of these guys fantasy relevant. It's very crowded. If I'm betting on one wide receiver in this entire rotation, it's DJ Moore. Next is Rome Odunze. But man, Caleb Williams is set up like I've never seen. Now, I will say, DeAndre Swift, huge winner of this draft. He was someone who was primed to be replaced, but him and Roshan Johnson seem to have survived the draft. And it looks like they can potentially be a 1-2 punch for this team next season. Now, they did draft Kyle Manungai in the 7th round, someone who had a little bit of a hive around him, Rutgers kid, had back-to-back 1,200-yard seasons. You never know. You know, he could compete with someone like Roshan for that thumper role, because one thing he has that Roshan doesn't is proof that he can handle volume. Roshan never did that in college. He was uber efficient in college, but never showed that he can handle a full workload. He never did so in the NFL either. That's a situation to monitor.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.